A study released yesterday shows more difficulties in the effort to reform Milwaukee County's mental health system. While the county has taken steps to lower costs of treatment, it looks like any cost savings are being eaten up by long-term overhead costs that could be tough to overcome. Meg Kissinger has been following the mental health system in Milwaukee County. She's a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meg, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Rob, thanks for having me.
Well, we'll get back into some of the issues you've been covering over the last couple of years, but what does this new report tell us? It seems like some big new hurdles or big ongoing hurdles for this reform effort.
Yeah, they're big, but they're not new, alas. And this has been the case in Milwaukee County for quite some time with high pension costs and other legacy costs, and that's just a tough hurdle to overcome. So, as was revealed in this report, you've got all these measures at cutting beds for patients, but then the matter of having the any savings being eaten up.
Well, let's talk about the cost-saving efforts. You've talked about trying to save costs in the system overall by having less emergency treatment, less long-term treatment, more preventive and community treatment. Is there being progress made on that? Is it, A, helping people, and, B, saving money?
Well, it's hard to say. And the problem is that, Milwaukee's system is so lopsided that it's been difficult to turn that around. They're making a lot of the right moves, in the opinion of many, but it's very difficult to do under the current structure or framework. So, the in a healthy system, you have lots of preventative care, you have lots of care in the community, so it doesn't get to be a crisis mode. But there still is a over reliance on emergency mental health care in Milwaukee County. So it's a default. Somebody goes into crisis and there aren't places readily available in the community, and the fallback is to call the police and have people taken in handcuffs out to the mental health complex, which is, we've talked about this before, it's a terrible way to go into mental health care.
Now, people have been taking this issue pretty seriously, in part because of your reporting, for some time now. I wonder if the ongoing story over the shooting of Dontre Hamilton, a person with diagnosed mental health problems, has given added urgency here, thinking maybe if we fix this thing, we could avoid that kind of situation.
I think it's, that's an interesting observation. It certainly, continues the focus on that. And, in just after, last December, right before the decision was made not to charge the officer, the Mayor Barrett decided that all police officers in Milwaukee would be receiving the 40 hours of training in mental health care, which is great, very welcome. And so it's police who are on the front line, and they're the ones who are the ones taking people out to the psychiatric crisis center, the PCS, which is the emergency room for Milwaukee County Mental Health Care. So I one would imagine that, with proper training down the road, you'll see officers and others coming up with more creative alternatives.
Well, with this new report on what you point out are ongoing older problems, are there thoughts of what needs to change to deal with these overhead costs that are eating up money that I imagine people would rather spend on preventive treatment on mental health issues?
Sure. So, there are examples aplenty all over the United States for mental health authorities. And the most famous, I suppose, being in Columbus, Ohio. And so rather than being attached to or integral, or involved in, what's the right word, folded into county government, you have a separate mental health authority. And that's being considered or suggested that the same be done in Milwaukee County.
And if that could happen, could there be enough cost savings on these ongoing fixed costs that more money could be put into what we talked about a few moments ago, more community-based mental health preventive things that might prevent the emergency room visits?
Sure, and I guess that, I mean, obviously that's the hope, but what the situation is such now that, you know, as was reported, any savings are being gobbled up by those high pension costs. And just as an example, so these so-called legacy costs, which are, again, pension and retirement benefits, which nobody begrudges the hardworking, you know, people. No, I can't imagine people working too much harder than the nurses in behavioral health. That said, the pension system is set up in such a way that that is a big cost. So in 2010, the pension legacy costs tallied, you know, it was nearly $7 million. 3 years later, it was $8.5 million. So that's a 22% increase. Well, so you can cut beds, but you're not going to catch up to the snowball effect of these big pension costs.
Well, whatever changes is the only way to cut those pension costs to cut the pensions that these people, presumably retired,
well,
are expecting
to
get?
Nah, I don't think people would go for that. But you could restructure in such a way that in the future, a mental health authority be established and so that they would be the people who would work in that area would not be part of the county system.
Now, who would be the decider? Who would need to make the change happen, maybe to emulate what you mentioned earlier, the mental health authorities that some other places around the country have?
Right. So it would have to come from state law. And so that would, you know, require legislation. And so it remains to be seen if somebody wants to step forward, as was done last year, you know, when they established this mental health board, which was given the authority for policy decisions. It was believed, you know, that by many that the members of the county board in Milwaukee County were not the appropriate ones to be making policy decisions regarding mental health. So therefore, this mental health board was established, and it is made up of people with mental illness, you know, former either patients or advocates, and then people, professionals within the mental health system.
So is there an appetite among maybe the same lawmakers who made that change happen last year to tackle this issue and maybe give more authority this separate from the county?
Possibly. And I think we'll see, you know, as this discussion rolls out and as this the public policy forum's report that was released yesterday, you know, it really drills down onto the finances of public mental health care in Milwaukee County. And as that, you know, is seen more clearly, then, you know, you can expect that probably lawmakers would come forward and suggest that.
Now, that could take a while. As someone who's been following these issues for some time now, is it an improvement? Are things better for people with mental health problems who have to deal with the system in Milwaukee County?
Right. Well, that's a, you know, I'm a newspaper reporter, so, you know, I hear from folks who receive their care, and I do get emails from people. I got one in particular some months ago, and it was just amazing. This a guy I've known for many years, and his sister has been involved in care in Milwaukee County's public mental health system for decades. And he said he's really noticed a change in the caliber of care. So that's great. That's very heartening. And I know that there's just been a big emphasis on turning that upside down and again, getting more commitment to preventative care. But that's not to say that there aren't still quite a lot of problems. It's a, you know, we're a big city, and it's a city that has a lot of folks who are financially challenged, and it's a tough population.
Well, Meg, thanks so much for checking in on this issue with us again.
Sure, thanks for having me, Rob.
That was Meg Kissinger, reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.